handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 18th of November. The prepper tip of the day is to watch the Greg Hunter Cliff High interview done yesterday. That was 17th of November. It should be posted at my website on the Cliff High panel before the day's over. Very important, and I encourage everybody to watch it. We have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend, Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I like to refer to him as a man with his brain on fire. And he has a lot of websites. We only give out 4 of them. There's more than that, actually. And here's 4 of these websites. Just listen carefully. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, brother. How are you today?
Fantastic. Doctor, as of last Friday, the headcount of professional soccer players dropping dead on the field playing soccer was 70. As of, I believe, Monday or Tuesday, it was 80. Now, I don't have facts to back up what I'm about to say. I'm going to ask for some feedback from you. But for my belief, based on my limited knowledge, for every soccer player that drops over dead from a heart attack on the field, there's probably 10 more soccer players who've been adversely affected, sick, or disabled to some extent. What do you think, sir?
Oh, absolutely. I think that everybody that gets vaccinated is going to be damaged to some extent. And you have to begin to question, how is it that suddenly these fit athletes would suddenly just keel over and die? And the issue that's been raised, particularly with the Johnson & Johnson vaccinations, but I don't trust either Moderna or Pfizer's because of the same reason. The issue is the myocarditis and the inflammatory conditions and the hemorrhaging of the blood vessels themselves. So you have to ask the question, and common sense, what would be the most likely cause of that? And the answer has got to be either one of two things. Either, number one, it's the spike protein antigens that are being injected as in terms of the direction of the vaccination causes the DNA to produce the spike protein antigens. So these people's bodies fill with these foreign proteins that basically is a corruption of the entire cardiovascular system, as well as, the most importantly, the neurology, because really this is an experiment and it's neuroscience. In fact, it's military neuroscience that was developed primarily at MIT in the media labs there with the Robert Langer lab, as well as the Charles Lieber lab that was affiliated and collaborating at Harvard. And so for those who don't remember, that was the guy that was arrested for Chinese espionage, delivering to China, supposedly, FBI lied, car batteries. He was delivering this technology that I'm about to share. The second issue that you'd have to be concerned about is the bioelectronics, combining biology and electronics. And so that was what they really developed. That's military neuroscience financed by DARPA. And that's basically what's being concealed, the primary risk of the vaccinations and how it actually plays into what now Zuckerberg is advancing is what's called the metaverse, M-E-T-A-V-E-R-S-E. They're starting to advertise it on television. It's going to take you into a new realm, a new world order virtually, where all of your problems are going to go away because all this is fantastic new type of multimedia stimulation, and it's just anything you want. You go into this metaverse state and basically you can conjure up any kind of deception and illusion that you want. That's the metaverse. And what that relies upon in the end game, in the final solution for the global industrial revolution, it's the fourth IR, the fourth industrial revolution. What that amounts to is that you have a brain cloud connection. You literally have your nervous system and your brain connected via wireless technologies to the cloud, and thereby you become absolutely a slave to all of the data mining. All of the data mining, that's the future of commerce. That's why the economy is tanking all over now. We're going to have supposedly this great global reset. And fundamentally now, what's going to take its place in the fourth industrial revolution, which is the rise of the Fourth Reich? The answer is that it's data. Data mining is really what's going to harvest the new gold for the new commercial agenda. And so what is data mining in a human being? How do you control civilization optimally? It's called transhumanism, where we robotics, we cyborgs, then when we've got now this brain cloud connection that's been injected. Now, there's your second issue. You've got these bioelectronic devices, these nano bioelectronics being injected via the vaccination hydrogels. That's the outer coating of the mRNA payload for the vaccination. So the payload is the mRNA, the message to corrupt the DNA, and the fundamentally censored military neuroscience technology that involves the metals, that involves the ability to transmit and receive electronics, electron signals, frequency resonances. That is what is in the nano bioelectronic hydrogels. And so now think about these nanobots, these virtually, they have their life of their own, and they're injected into your body. And what do you think is going to happen? Well, supposedly it's going to connect to your nerves in your entire nervous system, particularly your brain has supposedly an affinity for the brain. And subsequently you have in the attachment, it's a foreign body. And so naturally it would irritate the sensitive cells lining the blood vessels, and thereby, along with the spike protein antigens that are already wreaking havoc because they cause what's called an antigenic complex, a combination of the foreign protein and your own host cell proteins, let's say lining your blood vessels of your heart or the pericardium And suddenly now, because that's made of largely proteins, you're going to get what's called antigenic protein complexes that form that your white blood cell bodyguards are fooled. They think that's foreign, and they attack and destroy your own body. That's what, in my opinion, is the most reasonable explanation of why these athletes are dropping off. They're being simply poisoned, and it's resulting in an acute respiratory failure and hemorrhages, which have been reported.
Doctor, we got our first caller here. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Oh, Dr. Horowitz.
Hi, John.
How is the honest? You said that this vaccine, this COVID-19 shot, is not a true vaccine. How does it differ from a true vaccine?
Well, that's a good question. And the answer is that a true vaccine, if you believe in it, in that whole technology, is where you take a bacteria or a virus and you kind of like grow it and you mince it up, and then you put it and you grow it in eggs and chicken embryo, and you grow it in monkey kidney tissues, and you can grow it in bovine fetal serum. And then you mince it up and you basically put it in along with the other poisons, the adjuvants, the additives that are supposedly prompt and stimulate your immune system. It's actually toxic poisoning, which is prompting your immune system to virtually go haywire. And so that's a normal vaccine. You get injected with foreign RNA, foreign DNA, and foreign proteins from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, all of those little pieces of proteins and antigens, foreign bodies, come with the vaccination. And that's a standard, quote, immunization. And because the globalists and the liars and cheats in science and health science, particularly, and public health, have misrepresented the word immunization. Typically, immunization, like God's immunization, is where we are exposed naturally to whatever, via whatever appropriate route is normal, such as when we breathe the air or from the food, we eat something. That's a normal, when there's a normal immune response to a normal source of infection, that's really what immunization is. They've changed the term to mean vaccination. So the standard vaccination is exactly as I said. Now, let's take a look at, as an alternative, what the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are. They're not normal. In fact, they advertise that they're, quote, novel. These are novel. And they're novel primarily for two reasons. One is that they inject and take over. They subvert the DNA. That means that they've, you know, parents, for example, go to grocery stores, they read the labels, and they reject GMO foods. But now we're being pushed into mandatory vaccinations, supposedly, for these mRNA vaccines that do the same thing. They corrupt the DNA. That means that they're making the human beings a GMO. GMO means genetically modified organism. And that's what we are. We're organisms. And when you get injected now with this novel, very unique, very different poison, it goes in and corrupts the DNA, making people a GMO. And then what does it do? It prompts, as I mentioned earlier, the spike protein antigens. They're claiming that, oh, that's going to cause antibodies to respond. And that's basically neglecting, as they have always done, neglecting the risks. They don't collect the risks. Even the adverse events that they claim that they're receiving maybe are 10% of the total damages that are occurring. They don't look at risks in the long term. They don't look at all of the autoimmune diseases or even the cancers that develop. So that is what a both normal vaccination as well as this spike protein antigen production as a result of the novel, virtually never before used, experimental vaccinations that were given first emergency authorization, and then subsequently they are currently now being mandated and approved by the captured FDA. They're all captured. Everything in the United States government today. Senate can't even do anything. The Republican side can't do anything. Say over and over again. You've got Rand Paul challenging Fauci on the fact that he's been a complete fraud, and they can't do anything about it. There's no Justice Department. There's no response. So they're all captured by who? They're captured by Big Pharma, which is big tech, which is big energy, which is big banking, which is big military. It's one monopoly. And so that's a coup. That's what's happening with COVID and the injection of these vaccinations is a coup for not only depopulation, but most importantly for their agenda, what's called the Fourth Industrial Revolution, or 4IR, that was advanced by Bill Gates, with support from Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum. So this is the future. And they push, of course, they're completely partnered with the Alphabet company, which is Google, YouTube, and Zuckerberg and his organization with Facebook, which have the brains of the people, social media and the manipulations therein by all the trolls and agents and bots that are controlling what we think for the propaganda. And so that's how these vaccines, this new vaccine, these novel vaccines are being pushed and then accepted. So there's a little bit of the difference.
So what the difference is that just a regular vaccine is kind of, it stimulates the production of antibodies, but this thing goes in and actually changes but without actually much, at least not deliberately changing the DNA. This one changes DNA so that the cell of the body produces different foreign proteins. Correct.
That's correct.
And that's not a normal vaccine.
That's right. It's getting your DNA to produce the poisons, the antigens. And by the way, again, one of the censored facts is that all of this derives from AIDS virus, and the science for AIDS vaccinology. Actually, what I've just told you has been recently in the news. Even last night, Fox had a little mention of it. All of this, as I've been saying for the last year and a half since I joined John in the program, that this is a AIDS virus spike protein laced antigen. This S protein, that little spike that sticks up from the virus, was constructed. That is the gain of function. That is what they did by financing through DARPA and Fauci's NIAID. They financed the creation of this bioweapon that was hypertransmissible by the addition of four AIDS virus genes attached to this assembly called the spike protein antigen. Now, that's what is basically not also being told. Now, just think about that. You've got the delivery mechanism that made the AIDS virus do what it does. That's what they're now injecting. And God knows only what the fundamental, final outcome of this is going to be, because you've got hypertransmissibility to not just this particular coronavirus, but my greatest risk to civilization, as I've been saying for months and months, from the very beginning, from February 1st when I wrote the White House, was the risk to mutating other viruses.
Hold on, doctor. We got a break. Everybody stay tuned. Call number 512-248-8252.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment to protect your car, your truck, your home, your generator at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Listen carefully to these four websites. He actually has more than that. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. John, did we sufficiently answer your question, sir? You got anything else?
Another thing I want to mention, there's a 2020 documentary. You ever hear of James Corbett? He's a Canadian journalist who has a web channel. He did a documentary, three-part, called Who is Bill Gates? And it goes back to the connections of Bill Gates with and his family connections with eugenics.
John, we can barely hear you. You're not talking to the speaker, sir.
Yeah,
can you hear me now?
That's a little better. Okay, let's let Doctor answer. Are you familiar with that documentary, Doctor?
Yes, it's excellent. And also, there's a documentary getting into Bill Gates's brain where you see his mother is intimately connected with the aristocrats as a IBM high-level official, and that's where Bill Gates and It wasn't just Warren Buffett that financed Gates and continues to finance Gates. It's basically the entire deep state mob that's controlling everything. Going back to what John is talking about, James Corbett's documentary, the eugenics connection is profound, and it's really a culmination of what's taking place today with COVID and the injections. Is you had experimentation ongoing in Nazi Germany with all of the, not just Jews, but substantially the Jewish community, but it was also Christians, and it was blacks, and it was gays, and it was whoever else that they felt were inferior and would block the species, the superhuman race is what the eugenics movement was all about. And in the United States, it started. And that's where you had family planning. You had Margaret Sanger and the whole initiative of the family planning and the eugenics movement, racial hygiene, it was called at the time. And this is why they injected the AIDS virus-laced hepatitis B vaccine in the Willowbrook mentally retarded children on Staten Island in New York. That they got the vaccination that created AIDS, that the gay men in New York City, likewise at the same time, 1972 to 74, received the first hepatitis B vaccines that the Merck Pharmaceutical Company was responsible for. And Merck literally received the lion's share of the Nazi war chest at the end of World War II. And so you have this complicit organization with the Rockefeller cartel that was running Cold Spring Harbor Labs in New York. That was the principal bioweapon and eugenics and genetic engineering entity. And there still are to this very day. I gave a presentation the other day to an international traditional medicine group, innovative medicine group, and actually tomorrow, Friday, I'm giving a presentation in Las Vegas to the BBT, Innovations in Health Science group that's meeting in Vegas. And one of my slides deals with this issue where you have this eugenics connection, and that the rise of the Fourth Reich, the rise of the Fourth Industrial Revolution, and that's the subtitle of my new book that just came out in e-form. It's called COVID Coup, The Rise of the Fourth Reich. And you can go to healthyworldstore.com and read about it in advance to order the hardcovers, which are coming out in about 2 weeks before December 1st, is hardcovers and paperbacks of COVID Coup, The Rise of the Fourth Reich. And that's what this all goes to. What we're witnessing and actually dying from today, all these people that are dropping off and going into the hospitals, this is the culmination of the eugenics, racial hygiene, superhuman race. And this involves this transhumanism movement now, because they have the military neuroscience biotechnology that enables the connection between brain and cloud, and then that enables people to become superhuman robotics, integrating with, you know, men and machines. This whole concept of how, you know, we're going to be superior and being controlled in a most profound way, most powerful way that civilization has never seen before. That is what is actually taking place right now. So it's a fulfillment of what Bill Gates' father was involved in, what the Rockefeller cartel and IBM. Don't forget IBM during the Holocaust. They were partnered with Rockefeller and IG Farben.
Doctor, we have a break. We'll get back. We got an offline question about tinnitus. Let's address that when we get back from the break. Everybody stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Lame Eden. And Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back. This is Tom and Jerry Moore here on Thursday, the 18th of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'm doing more private consultations these days. I really enjoy and I look forward to helping people gain the clarity, gain the focus, get the insight and information they need to achieve their goals. I got a weekend consultation coming up with some folks.
Oh, sure, thanks. You know, the question that was raised about tinnitus, a lot of people are suffering from that. That's ringing of the ears. A lot of people are hearing high-pitched sounds. And overlooked is the lifestyle risks that would be associated with that. It's not only environmental risks, such as the wireless telecommunications, which we're now having these frequency vibrations coming into our bodies. And a lot of people are hearing a high-pitched kind of sound. I'm one of those people. And when I go into cities with a lot of wireless, it gets worse. Or 5G is pretty powerful. So that's certainly an environmental risk factor. But I think we need to take more responsibility for the causes that we have control over, such as the caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress. All of these things are kind of like neurotoxins. They're neurostimulants. You know, you get a buzz when you have caffeine in either tea or coffee. But what does that mean? It means that your nervous system is being stimulated. And when you have, like, for example, ringing of the ears, that's one symptom of hypersensitization of the neurology. And so you want to sedate the conduction of the nervous system by reducing the amount of acidity in the body. Because you see, acid literally is like creates your body to become a burning hell. It's all the diseases are associated with acid, which means, and this goes directly to the issues that we were talking about earlier with what is the COVID vaccine and what is the COVID coup, what's going on in this metaphysical objective of taking over the human race and even suppressing human beings' souls. The fact is you've got this acidification of the body chemistry, and that means that you've reduced the electronics. The electrons in the body is basically coming from the water and the chemistry. Is the equation is H plus plus OH minus equals H2O. That's the basic chemistry of water. And the H plus is what we're talking about. It's acid. And that means the H plus means that it's lost its electron. It's gone to the hydroxyl, the OH negative. There's that little negative sign. That is the indication of the electronics and the power and the energy that fuels us and also conducts the Holy Spirit, which does all the healing. So I've said previously, the Holy Spirit does all of the healing all of the time. It's never the chemistry, it's never a chemical, it's never a drug or a vaccine that's doing the prevention and healing in the human body. It's always by the grace of the Holy Spirit and God that we're literally given this energy, this electronic energy. And that is what we people, having bought into the cult culture, such as Starbucks on every corner, we've got to have our caffeine fix or our nicotine fix or even our sugar fix. You know, and sugar and refined carbohydrates is one of those factors that will cause people to become tense and irritable and energized. That means stimulated in their neurology. And of course, that would contribute then to a tinnitus, a ringing of the ears, which simply is that there's hyperstimulation ongoing in the hearing nervous mechanism. So anyway, that's what I think John wanted to talk about.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. Doctor, thank you very much. Our next caller here looks like Laura in Michigan. Good morning, Laura.
Hello, Dr. Horowitz. I'm thinking that instead of calling us unvaccinated, I think we're the purebloods. And my prediction is in the future, there'll be dating services of people who want pure blood, people who have not gotten the shots. I've already told my granddaughters, you're going to fall in love with a guy, make sure he hasn't had the shots, because I'm worried he wouldn't be able to father a child. And if he did, it might be abnormal. I don't know how the babies are turning out with people who have gotten the shots. So I think we should be called the pure bloods. What do you think about that, Dr. Horowitz?
I think you're pretty informed and a wise listener and a contributor. I think that that's a very interesting concept, and that it's legitimate. And it also goes back to who are the pure bloods? What are
the
pure
phone.
Bloods? Yes, hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
No, that's good. Okay, so yes, I think it's a very valid consideration. And when you start to go down that rabbit hole, you're going to find that there is numerous other connections to this. What are pure bloods? You got to go back to the Nephilim. You got to go back to the fallen angels. You've got in a superhuman race called the Nephilim that survived the flood. You've got to go into, you know, what is Rh negative and what is, you know, all of the blood lines and blood types, and what is the royal family? What is that royalty? Why are they protecting that bloodline so much? What are the Jews? Why are the Jews the supposed chosen ones? Were they chosen for genocide, or were they chosen for some other more important purpose other than that? So this is really, I think, an extremely important topic. And I just thank you for bringing it up. I don't have all the answers.
I was thinking of it just as people who did not take the COVID shots. I'm just calling them the Pope. I'm not going way back. Just calling them the purebloods.
Yeah.
And blood banks don't want people who've gotten the shots. They don't want to donate blood. The blood banks will be calling for pureblood people.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, and I think it's valid. The issue that I have, though, is that we're surrounded by people who took the shots, and they're shedding and spreading the spike protein antigen, and that's getting into our systems, too, and we have to deal with that. And as I mentioned earlier, that could recombine with bacteria or viruses in our own bodies and produce, for example, Haemophilus influenza pneumonia that I had in August from this exact mechanism. So what happens? We're all being poisoned to some extent. So, I mean, that's another consideration and concern. But I think that your general question and vision of being pure bloods, if you haven't taken the vaccinations, is very interesting, very, very interesting topic for discussion.
Have you seen any babies that have been born yet? It's been about 9 months. Any babies have been born with people who've gotten the shot? How are those babies? What's their health?
No, I think that there's been substantial suppression, censorship, both in general science. It's, you know, you have fake news, you also have fake science, left and right. For example, in the COVID coup book, I go into detail about Fauci's inner circle and how they were, with particularly Anderson and Gary. Dr. Anderson and Gary published the supposed rebuttal and refutation of the lab virus bioengineering, and it was completely bogus, total fraud. And this is what you've got also ongoing today with those the infants and the children. The only reasonable explanation for this is genocide, intentional, to bring about depopulation and the fourth industrial revolution brain cloud connection. That's the only reasonable explanation when you lay out all of the science, all of the evidence, all of what's taking place in the media, all of what's taking place at officials and government. You have to realize that this is an agenda. It's a coup to take over civilization.
Okay, thank you very much for taking my call, Dr. Horowitz.
Oh, pleasure, Laura. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you. Our next caller, doctor, is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, both of you. It's really interesting. Doctor, you've hit on about 10 things that I'm in agreement with. You brought up tinnitus. I consider it, actually, I sleep well. I've had it for years. But when it really aggravates and irritates, I actually smile because I believe it's targeted. There are certain individuals that are targeted for tinnitus. And if anyone hasn't had it or doesn't have it, I can't put into words the torment sometimes that I go through. And I'm sure you understand, doctor. So tinnitus, is it a target? I call it living in a Wi-Fi soup. Maybe an attack on the hearing, like those that have ears to hear. Let them hear what the Spirit says to the church. Same thing with eyes to see. It, you know, I think, Doctor, in the past we hear about the Simpsons telling us what's going to happen in politics. I think we can look to another series, Star Trek, to tell us what's going to happen in real life. We're going through a period now where we're hearing about augmented and virtual reality, and it's relatively new to most people. But they've had the holodeck for many years. I can remember in the early 70s, hey, go in here and dream your dream and live your life. You'll be happy and own nothing. All for a global, universal, peaceful, all except them pesky Klingons, the common enemy that everyone had to fear. I hope I'm making sense. I'm a little disjointed today, but you've hit on many topics, and I'm in agreement.
You know, John, thank you so much. You know, you're always on target.
I can't hear you, Doctor.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me? Hello?
Very, very faint.
Your audio dropped off there, Doctor. It's about half what it was.
Dude, that's wild. Testing 1, 2.
That's a little better.
All right. Well, let's see if I can talk
now,
right
now
into
it's
the
even
mic.
Better. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Just keep doing what you're doing.
So, you know, the first thing that, John, you always come up with some really great topics and discernment regarding the issues. And one of the first things that you said is that you smile for therapy. And I think that people should realize that the neurology of your oral cavity, your mouth, around your mouth and the smiling mechanism, literally connects to 2/3 of your entire sensory motor cortex of your brain. That's powerful. Smiles are extraordinarily healing and helpful. It boosts immunity by the entire neurology. Now, think about what we've been dealing with. COVID vaccinations that inject nanobioelectronics to take over and subvert that nervous system of your brain and connect it to the cloud to be able to interact, to be able to discern what brain thoughts and feelings and emotions you're processing in real time, given, as you mentioned, the soup, the living in a Wi-Fi soup you mentioned. That's brilliant analysis and evaluation on this thing. And then look at where Zuckerberg is advertising right now. Right now, it came out, I think it was about a week ago, the first advertisements in exactly what you're talking about, this virtual reality, creation of what they call the metaverse, M-E-T-A-V-E-R-S-E, where you put on your brain, on your head, electronics, sensors, that then enable you to have a virtual reality experience of anything that you want. Now, that's the beginning technology. The end game is to have the injections, vaccinations, induce the bioelectronic transformation so that you are now part of civilization of transhumanism, the transhumanists. You're a transhumanist, they call it. You become a virtual cyborg connected. That's the bigger picture. They're taking over the brains right now. They're doing every way possible, from media persuasion and manipulation to these injections.
Well, back in 2007 and 8, well, way back to 1986, when I stumbled upon a book called Grand Illusions by George Grant, that was the beginning. And then back in about 2006, I read a book by Francis Fukuyama. I can't remember the title, but it was about transhumanism. And at that time, to me, it was something in the future that they were planning. In 2008, I started doing some research because I heard Rudy Giuliani talking about a hybrid military. And I thought, what the heck is that? Multifaceted military. Well, that made sense. But when I started doing research, I found out they were telling the truth. They wanted a hybrid military. And there were millions, literally millions of hits, colleges and universities around the world investigating and doing transhuman studies, transhuman crime scene investigation, etc., spending money to develop curriculum on something that did not yet exist. And my brain took me to post-human. And that's what we're at right now. The transhuman existence is already there. What they're pushing for now is post-human. They want everyone, their minions, to literally be mind-controlled slaves via the injection, via the nanobots. The only ones they want to achieve post-humanism are themselves. They want to become God. Now, to the church, it sounds like heresy. But I'm telling you, that's where they're going. I'm telling everyone that's listening, look, if your mind and your heart isn't on this, every waking moment, we all have to be happy. We all have to have some sort of entertainment. But if you can tell me more about
baseball, hold on, John. We're in a break right now. We got a break. Everybody, hold on.
The King James Bible and my 357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central. Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie.
Okay, Yeah, so I think John is absolutely right in looking at the grand illusions and looking at the technochronic era, it was called, back in the 70s. You had Brzezinski actually heralding what we're witnessing now, this whole concept of the transhumanism and post-humans. And I'm in agreement. You know, I love when John calls in. He's always bringing a really good insight and good history. He's very well read.
Absolutely, absolutely. He's quite a guy, and we appreciate his call. Go ahead, John.
If you don't mind, we go through our daily lives, and I deal with the public a lot. We deal with cashiers, and you can look in their eyes. They're behind a mask, and you can see the fear in their eyes. Other people are hopeless. Everyone is looking for the answer. What's the answer to all this? They're looking. We have the answer, but yet we're keeping it to ourselves. If we're not offering people hope, if we're not telling them the answer in the Son of God, I don't want to be standing in front of a God that I have the answer, that I was told to tell people, and I kept it to myself. I don't think a loving God would still be too happy with me if I was keeping the answer to myself. We've got to offer people hope. We've got to tell them where the answer lies. If you can tell me more about a car or more about a sports team or more about your carpentry than you can about the truth in God, then the abundance of your heart is not on God. We need to be on this 24/7. Now, you know, we're supposed to live it. We're supposed to not put it under a bushel. So it's time that the church, not the Baptist, not the Presbyterian, not the Catholic, the church becomes the church and start telling the world where the answer is. And the time is getting short. People are dying from the shot. They're dying from the flu. I'm not even going to call it COVID. People are coming out on YouTube and being banned and being censored. They can't shut us all up. We need to do it. If we have to, do it privately. Do it publicly. Do it on a corner. Tell people where the answer is. Because time is short. Thank you.
You know, I think that John has raised a number of good points here. First of all, the Bible talks about the same thing. We have to watch men and women who are dedicated to heralding what the risks are, and that the blood that's spilled, if we neglect, is on our hands.
Dr. Hold on, we got our last break here at this hour. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.